Serialism to post-minimalism to improvised electroacoustics and everything beyond and in between, Groundswell Radio opens your ears to the world of new music. Interviews with composers, rarely heard recordings, and so much more. Sit back and listen to something new and different on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
I'm being completely honest now, okay? Homelessness makes me uncomfortable. But then I think, at least it's not sleeping on the sidewalk with everything I own uncomfortable.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Presentation from CKUW's archives. Archives of your favorite local programming are available online at ckuw.ca/schedule.
Howdy, folks. You're listening to the How Do You Do Review right here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, on Bell MTS Channel 713 here in Churchill, Manitoba, and as always, hello to our great friends listening on CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland. My name is Joe Stover, and I'm glad that you've joined me. I got back to Churchill earlier this week after a couple of weeks away, and it was a lovely trip. I got to take the train to Thompson, where I picked up my dad's truck and drove it down to Killarney, Manitoba, which is a good 11 hours or so, but I love those long drives. I almost like them as much as the vacation itself, actually. I've done the drive from Thompson to Winnipeg a few times already this year, and as much as I love Highway 6, Highway 10 through the Paw, the Duck Mountains, Riding Mountain, it's just that much more scenic, and I don't really get to take it very much, so... And I was also pretty happy that my dad had satellite radio in his truck because on that particular day, the Montreal Canadiens were playing Vegas in the conference finals, which Montreal ended up losing that game in overtime. But of course, now we know that they ended up winning that series only to lose to the Tampa Bay Lightning in five games. And I don't even care that they swept the Jets. I wanted the Habs to win so bad. But alas, it was not to be. But they put on a hell of a show for their fans. And one of those fans is Adam Cook, from Port Hawkesbury, Nova Scotia. He was so grateful for the ride that he wrote a song about it. Here he is with Thank You for the Playoffs on the How Do You Do Review, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
I wasn't expecting my boys to go even half this far. The season was so-so, without a bona fide superstar. Limped into the first round with 59 points. Could they turn it around? Would they stink up the joint? No one knew for a while. Then they gave us some reasons to smile. So I say thank you for the playoffs, for all the victories. Thanks for all the joy you'd give me. There's no doubt about it, this is the best team I'd see since 93. Nobody saw it coming, not even me. So I say thank you for the playoffs, for giving that to me. but the Habs would cash in. With an OT goal scored by a Finn. So I say thank you for Suzuki, for Stahl and Perry. Thanks for the wall that we call Kerry. Romanoff and Caulfield, yes, very Kotkaniemi. Looks great to me. The future is now, any Habs fan can see. So I say thank you for the playoffs, for giving that to me. I am so lucky, I got to see my Canadians play long after the other teams had hit the golf course, couldn't beat Tampa Bay, but I'm proud anyway. So thank you for Toffoli, Deneau, and Weber. Being a fan is so much better. We never stop believing, and now we can't wait to see what the future will be. Since most of your stars are under the age of 23. So I say thank you for the playoffs, for giving them to me. So I say thank you for the playoffs, for giving that to me. Merci, Canadien. À la prochaine.
Not a stranger, I'm just another fool, riding a train outbound of Montreal. Got between the dusk and the shadows, I'm trying hard to see an end to it all. Lying awake, it's getting harder to sleep. Daylight, the prison, and I don't hold a key. I think of you so much I can hardly breathe. But it's okay, it's alright. When it's over, there's always something else. I can make it this time by myself. Sometimes a man just needs a little help to step up, to hold on. There's a light over the city. There's a light over the city. There's a light over the city. And it's real. Won't reduce you to an old friend. That's okay, it's all right. Real. And it's real.
she called from Montreal and darkened all my skies. Just when I surmised our love could never die, she called from Montreal and darkened all my skies. She called from Montreal to say goodbye. She called from Montreal and said it's all just a lie. She was on a high as I was passing by. She called from Montreal and said it's all just a lie. She called from Montreal to say goodbye. I was her mistake. Hearts don't have to break. Can't I ever take a joke without a sigh? She called from Montreal and said it's all just a lie. She called from Montreal to say goodbye. Hearts don't have to break. Can't I ever take a joke without a sigh? She called from Montreal and said it's all just a lie. She called from Montreal to say goodbye. She called from Montreal to say goodbye.
Stomp and Tom could sure write the sad ones, eh? That's him there with She Called from Montreal. Nary a stomp on that song. But classic Tom right there. That's from his 1992 album called Believe in Your Country. And it features Walter Ostenick on the accordion, also known as Canada's Polka King. And rightly so. A 3-time winner of the Grammy Award for Best Polka Album. He's on Canada's Walk of Fame. And in 1999, he was awarded the Order of Canada. And get this. Back in 2016, he won $1 million in the lottery. But he was pumping on the old box that night. Before that was a tune called Lights of Montreal, performed by Eisen, McBrarity, and Mahoney. And that can be found on a pretty obscure compilation out of Newfoundland called Gander One. And it was released in 2004. Thanks to Sonny Ennis for that one and most of my Newfoundland music collection. Oh, and shout out to Bellers, who is Air Canada's friendliest customer service agent in Gander and is back at work now that Air Canada is flying back into central Newfoundland. Good, good, good. Starting the show off was Adam Cook from Port Hawkesbury, Nova Scotia, with a tune he wrote right after his Montreal Canadiens were eliminated in the Stanley Cup final a couple nights ago. He calls it Thank You for the Playoffs, with thanks to ABBA for the musical inspiration. You can find that song and more on his YouTube channel. Just search Adam Cook, and that's Cook with an E. We'll put a link on our website as well. He's even got a tune here recorded that most millennials should know. See how long it takes you to guess what it is.
Theodore, he's a tugboat and a friendly tugboat too. A friendly tugboat too. Oh, Theodore. Doodle-oot-doop likes to do the things that friendly tugboats do. Doodle-oot-doodle-doodle-doodle-doot-doot. Pushing and a-pulling in the great big harbor and the great big world is so much fun. So many brand new things to discover. Working with the sun, gotta get the job done. Oh, Theodore and Emily. Foduck, Hank, and George and the harbor master too. Doodle-oot-doodle-doodle-doodle-doot-doot.
Before our time upon a new. Stood still a ship,
standing proud. She turns lines, transforms words to be more than they are when they are alone on their own, pointing to no one.
Hey, this is Sean Burns, and you're listening to the How Do You Do review on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Tanya Harding, my star. Well, this world is a cold one, but it takes one to know one, and God only knows what you are. Just some Portland white trash. You confronted your sorrow like there was no tomorrow, while the rest of the world only laughed. Triple axel on high, a delightful disaster. You jumped farther and faster. You were always so full of surprises. Are your laces untied? What's the frown on your face for? And just what are the skates for now? Tell me which is your good side. Are you lonely at night? Do you miss all story of the Olympian life? Yamaguchi in red, she had high rise and roses and red carpet poses. Charm. Well, she took quite a beating, so you're not This world is a bitch, girl. Don't end up in a ditch, girl. I'll be watching you close to the end. So fight on as you are, my American princess. May God bless you with incense. You're my shining American star. You're my shining American star. You're my shining American star.
She's known as Nancy. She's young and mild and free. She's known as Nancy, and she wants you all to see. She's known as Nancy. Oh, Nancy, won't you come and dance with me? Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you all today? I see the sun receded and the band is here to play. Go grab yourself a great big glass of whatever fills your fancy. And I'll tell you all a wonderful tale of a girl who's known as Nancy. She's known as Nancy. She's young and wild and free. She's known as Nancy, and she wants you all to see. She's known as Nancy. Oh, Nancy, won't you come and dance with me? The blinding sleet and snow. Then one night she rolled in town with a fella Clancy, and every man that was in the bar, they knew she's known as Nancy. She's known as Nancy. She's young and wild and free. She's known as Nancy, and she wants you all to see. She's known as Nancy. Oh, Nancy, won't you come and dance with me? The partner they defied. When we got them to the reel, she acted oh so shy. Her partner graced across the floor, began to sing a shanty. It was a song about a wonderful girl, and her name is known as Nancy. She's known as Nancy. She's young and wild and free. She's known as Nancy, and she wants you all to see. She's known as Nancy. Oh, Nancy, won't you come and dance with me?
Just holding it together.
From the legendary Elephant Six recording collective, that was The Minders, and the last song on their great debut album called Hooray for Tuesday, which came out in 1998. Robert Schneider of the Apples and Stereo produced that record for them, along with one of the best underground albums to come out of the 1990s, In an Aeroplane Over the Sea by the Neutral Milk Hotel. It's a favorite of Winnipeg songwriter and friend of the show, Tony Hawkins, and it took me a little while to warm up to that record, but I was always a huge fan of the song Holland 1945, thanks to an amazing horn arrangement by, you guessed it, Rob Schneider. The Navigators before that with Nancy from their 2002 album Dance and Sing. Arthur O'Brien and Freddie Jorgensen make up that group, and I'm not really sure what their current status is. It's been a few years since I've been back to Newfoundland, and I know that they were playing together then down at Shamrock City often, but I see that they're playing solo gigs separate of each other. So if anyone in St. John's is listening and can fill me in on that one, I would really like that. But I suppose even Simon and Garfunkel had to split up too, eh? So I don't know. I hope they're not split up. I hope not. Someone tell me. Someone let me know. Sufjan Stevens before that one with one of his best. That's Tanya Harding in E-flat from side B of the 7-inch single, which features another version of the same song, which is called Tanya Harding in D. The name of the album? Tanya Harding. That came out just before Christmas in 2017. We heard Sufjan Stevens help his good buddy Daniel Smith of the Danielson family on the track before, playing the flute and the oboe. Danielson is the name Daniel Smith goes by, and the song is called Ship the Majestic Suffix, from the 2006 record called Ships. Starting that set of music was another tune from Adam Cook, his rendition of the Theodore Tugboat theme song. And if anybody's been out to Halifax, they might have seen a real-life tugboat of Theodore called Theodore II, T-O-O. I got a chance to see it around 10 years ago, but if you're in Halifax and hoping to see him, well, he's gone. Yes, he left Nova Scotia on June 11th, and just the other day entered the first of the St. Lawrence Seaway locks near Montreal. His ultimate destination and new home will be Hamilton, Ontario, and he's expected to sail into that port on July 18th. Godspeed, Theodore. It's time for a dispatch. I mentioned Winnipeg songwriter Tony Hawkins earlier, and him and Tim Friesen make up the songwriting project called Somaphore, which we've played a fair bit on this program before. They've been digging into their old songs and reworking them. Late last year and early this year, they reworked one of their projects called Typecast. And now they're working on another old project. I'll let Tim explain. Here he is.
Hello, How Do You Do Review listeners. This is Tim Friesen here with Dispatch 33. And tonight you're going to hear two Somaphore songs that have been redone as part of the what we laughingly call the past revisit, an album recorded in 2002 and recently finished up with fully arranged home recordings. And tonight you're going to hear Letting You Down and The Bachelor, which are tracks 3 and 4 on the original album. and we're excited to eventually release that one. Here is a sneak preview. Stay safe and enjoy.
Pass the torch, pass the candle, pass the midnight oil. Do you really think you wanna die alone? Do you really think you wanna die alone? We all believe in something, even if it's nothing. Even victims of consequence. Do you really think you wanna die alone? Someday you'll cry. Someday you'll fall asleep with the lights on. Someday the liquor will steal the night away. Do you really think you want to die alone? Is anyone alive with you? Will anyone grieve for you? Will you last forever? Do you really think you want to die?
CKUW 95.9 FM.
Ride that snowbird.
The New Radicals haven't gone bluegrass. Those are the masters of pop bluegrass, though, picking on with You Get What You Give from their 2016 album called Picking on the 90s. The original is, though, a guilty pleasure of mine, but I've maintained for years that Courtney Love and Marilyn Manson would eat that dude for breakfast. But I digress. Great song. Before that was a dispatch from Tim Friesen, who presented us with two new versions of old Somafor tunes from their reworking of what we laughingly call the past, which has to be almost 20 years old by now. The song we heard first was Letting You Down, followed by The Bachelor, and I can't wait for the whole thing to be finished. And I've also heard rumblings that they're thinking of recording an album of brand new songs. Boy, oh boy. Stay tuned for that. I mentioned I was in Winnipeg last week, and I got to check out the times changed outside at Blue Note Park there on Main Street. And I got to see Sean Burns and Lost Country on opening weekend, which was amazing because they're one of the best country bands around. And it was actual live music, and I haven't seen a show in person in over a year. And I never realized how much I missed it. I mean, I knew I missed it, and I've seen them before, but it was just so special to be there with buddies and to see folks I hadn't seen in a long, long time. A lot of happy tears from a lot of people. I managed to pop in there again the day before I flew home, and I got to see Jamie Buckborough on stage for the first time since Festival du Voyageur back in 2020. Doesn't that seem like forever ago? Here he is, courtesy of the Village Idiots, and they're live at the Roslyn Sunroom sessions that they did a few years ago, and a song called Guess It Ain't Me, here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
All right.
It's time for real,
put you in lights. I thought it was me. I guess it ain't me. You wanted a man to hold you at night. I thought it was me. I guess it ain't me. Well, I tried my best. At least I think I did. I heard from the rest. Who am I trying to kill? Well, I've been thinking it over. Did I need to be sober for you to stay? Well, it don't seem that way. Think your mind was already made, but you just keep on blaming me. Well, I wanted a girl to stand by my side. I thought it was you. I guess it ain't you. I wanted a girl to deal with my pride. I thought it was. I tried my best. been thinking it over. Did I need to be sober for you to stay? Well, it don't seem that way. I think your mind was already made, but you just keep on blaming me. Put you in lights. I thought it was me. I guess it ain't me.
started a little band, and oh, this can be sure. Said, man, you can live a good life if you know what you want. And the easiest way we can see is by playing that honky-tonk. Every week, it don't matter if the bar's full or if it's played or empty seats. They look you right in the eye and say it's not fame that we want, cause it ain't about being the next Garth Brooks, about playing that honky tonk. They drink it all away. That don't matter much, because they just like to play. I told you all before that their choices all were poor, but when they play that honky-tonk, it don't matter anymore.
Neville and the Poor Choices there with the Poor Choices song from the 2008 live compilation released by the Times Changed called Winnipeg, The High and Lonesome Years Volume 4. You can see them at Blue Note Park this Tuesday at 7 p.m. and it's possible, just possible, that you might see me down there too. Fingers crossed. If you've never seen them play before, then, I mean, you just got to. The very next night at Blue Note Park, you can see who we heard before, Neville's Merry Men, Sean Burns and Lost Country. That was them and a Cal Austin Jr. tune called Sturdy Woman. That is also from a live album that regular listeners to the station will be familiar with. That's the Boots and Saddle and CKUW 95.9 FM present A Night of Country Music, which came out in 2019. They take the stage at 7 o'clock on Wednesday the 14th. We heard Jamie Buckborough to kick off that set of music with a song called Guess It Ain't Me from the Village Idiots live at the Roslyn Sunroom Sessions video series on their YouTube page, which was released in 2018. You can see Jamie Buckborough and his band The Honey Sliders next Friday night, the 16th, also at Blue Note Park. And if you're looking for something to do this weekend, you can head down there tonight to see Bull Rider. Tomorrow is The Perpetrators, and Sunday afternoon is Little Miss Higgins. Follow the Times Change on Facebook or head to their website, highandlonesomeclub.ca, to find out what else is going on down there this summer. It is a stacked lineup, folks, I must say. The How Do You Do Review is produced for and by CKUW 95.9 FM at the University of Winnipeg and was recorded here in Churchill, Manitoba. The show was also lovingly shared with our good friends out there in St. John's, Newfoundland, listening on CHMR 93.5 FM. That's it for the show. Have a great week, folks.
Hi, this is one of your hosts, Kaylee, from Destination Moon radio program, where we play fun and obscure 50s and 60s records every Monday night.